Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse. And it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, is doing a lot of good. And boy, he's getting cancel cultured in the rear end. So please, I mean, banks are leaving and all kinds of problems because of his politics. Anyway, we've got to support him and support this show, Truth and Radio, because this show depends on you. And we have a few wonderful sponsors. And your interaction with those sponsors is what keeps us on the air.
Yep.
So please go to MyPillow.com, order some great products that you know you're going to end up buying for your home anyway, but these are going to be much better quality, I assure you. The towels, the sheets, the robes, the slippers, they're all amazing, and they do make amazing gifts, too. You can get up to 70% off on them if you just put in my name. So put in Kate, K-A-T-E. Kate is always the code on all my sponsors. And just put it in at MyPillow.com. Get the huge after Christmas savings that they've got. They've even got more savings because of the fact that there are so many people that are trying to cancel him. And the big box stores and whatnot. And so you get to go on and you get to get all the savings. You get to reap the benefit. Go to MyPillow.com. Get some of the best products you've ever had when it comes to mattresses, mattress toppers, you name it. Pillows. The pillows are amazing, you guys. You can grab them for $19 right now. Put them on every single one of your beds. They are amazing pillows. My pillow is so cool. Anyway, MyPillow.com. So let me say this. There's a lot of headlines. The Federal Reserve, shockingly, I'm in shock, is announcing that they might have to go to digital currency. I couldn't see this one coming. Give me a break. You guys, they've been trying this for so long. Of course, that's where they're headed. Anyway, COVID PCR tests are now going to be replaced with x-rays.
What?
To show you have pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah. The Democrats hid in the Freedom to Vote Act into the NASA part of it so no one would notice because they're going to lease NASA buildings. And then do the extension of mechanism to strip states' rights to enforce voter ID laws. And the bills have everything to do with that. So they're really hiding it under the NASA column. So everybody's not looking under NASA, but it's a monstrosity and they're sneaky enough to do it. Wouldn't you just hate to be part of that party right now? Sneaky little.
I thought it was illegal to change the text of a bill like that. So
you would
that
think
it has no relation to the title anymore.
Yeah, and solely based on something so circumstantial. It's like, and we have the same janitor. I mean, that's the kind of thing they're doing.
Yeah.
It's, well, we're going to lease this particular building, so we're just going to hide it under NASA so no one sees it. That doesn't...
Wow.
I don't know if I could hold my head anymore up if I was a liberal Democrat in this country anymore. It's sneaky, sneaky party based on delusions. No thanks.
Yeah, but the other thing is anybody that votes for that should know what's in it.
Right.
So if they don't like that voter bill, they shouldn't vote for the NASA bill.
Exactly. But not one person in the House has any singular... like smidgen of courage, because no one will try to pass a bill that says no more omnibus bills and no more bills that everything is crammed into them.
Yeah,
but you know, we don't want to mention that. Also, tax collectors to demand facial recognition ID. IRS is demanding Americans show their face to a private company to access their tax returns.
Wow.
Yeah, we've gotten there. We're there. just.
That kind of stuff all came straight out of China.
I don't know. I think it came all out of us.
Well, I mean, but they've been doing it in China for a while.
Yeah.
And so our guys just said, hey, we might as well take control of the people like that, too.
Yeah. It's a new kind of digital identification requiring the user to submit their personal data to a private company in Virginia. hi, government. And, private company member.
In Virginia, called the CIA.
So true. Let me guess, McLean, Virginia? Including the live video of their face from their cell phone or computer webcam will be the only way Americans can create an account with the IRS. Starting this summer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're living in a world of hurt, and this is the hurt. This is the part where you just go, I can't believe this is us, but it is. And so that on the heels of, we're the Federal Reserve, and I think we're trying to go digital, even though we've been trying this for like 20 years. Yep, I think we might be. Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
They're doing so much so fast that my prayer is more people are going to wake up.
Yeah.
And say no.
Yeah, which is good. And what's funny is when they use the words may create a U.S. digital currency. Honey, they've created this a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they tried to put it into the CARES Act. And then they took it out of the CARES Act right before the CARES Act passed. They had it all set up so post offices would actually house a machine and that you would get your government card of your digital currency and go into the post office. Yeah, they use the post office for lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let's talk about, we were having this discussion off air. Should we have this discussion? Because I'd love to get your take on this. Do you think COVID-19 is a biological weapon?
I think it's very likely that it is. Now, you know, and I've had people say to me, well, if it was really a biological weapon, wouldn't it have killed more people?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what they were testing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only part of this biological weapon they were testing was how fast can we make it spread and how much BS can we pass off on the people?
Mm. I disagree because I absolutely do not think it exists. I think it's a label. I think it's label diagnosis, label medicine. I think they were able to do it. And this is why they hid having any kind of autopsies for months and months and months and months. They didn't want the word getting out before they spread the lie. So once they spread the lie, and here's another little reasoning tip for you, too, as to why I think this. If it was a biological weapon, why didn't they do it in the summer? Why did they do it right smack in the middle of flu season? Why do it right in the month of February and March when they know flu season is at an all-time high so it can be shrouded into the symptom list of your average cold, with different levels of severity, your average flu with different levels of severity, and your average pneumonia with different levels of severity based on your own deficiency. So I don't think it's a biological weapon. I actually think it's sickness that they have reclassified and rebranded and given a name of COVID-19, and they also never isolated the virus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the purpose, though, of gain of function is to weaponize pathogens.
Yes.
So then do we not believe they were doing gain of function research?
I don't think we've gotten the full gain of function yet. I think that they wanted to lay the groundwork down for this. They knew it'd be easy. They knew we'd be gullible. And they knew they could do it because what they did was they took all their flu surveillance and put it onto COVID, which they readily admitted themselves at the CDC. I think the gain of function is saved for a little bit later on. And I do think their gain of function truly is working on smallpox, not this. And I do think they're going to drop smallpox and it's going to be a weaponized version.
Well.
Yeah. Agree, disagree. I love it when we don't agree because right. That means you're going to call up, which I love. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Call in live. I'd love to hear your debate on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
What
do you think?
So I think that the actual virus is nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Mm-hmm. I think it was a way to actually unleash the vaccine to have those 10 different injections, one of them being a placebo, which is why everybody has a different reaction, which is why we have so many people saying, well, it didn't hurt me, you know, but we have all these different things. If you look at the ingredients in some of those formulations, well, I take that back. They never listed what was in any of the formulations, but a few scientists have pulled out some of the ingredients, and they cause, when they get into the bloodstream, they say that they actually cause micro cuts into your arteries and veins, causing the micro clotting.
Right.
And then potentially the heart attack and the stroke. And so, again, it was a way to get those toxic, and the sterilizations that we're seeing, because you've got, if you go back, you know, Gates, wonderful Bill and Melinda Gates, when they went to Africa, I believe it was in the 90s, and they gave all of the women the tetanus or tuberculosis shot, five doses, they were sterilized.
Yeah.
And what are they pushing now? How many doses, boosters, are we up to now?
Five. The fifth one is called Omicron. Yeah, because they couldn't call it the fifth booster because everyone's going, we don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
So now they had to say Omicron is severe, so here's the fifth. Yep. In order to get people.
So
to take
they have been doing this in other countries. It's just they've never done it to us before.
Exactly.
And when Obama changed it so that we could have propaganda on our own soil, on our own citizens, that's when this, I mean, he said it all the ducks in a row, right? And so that's why the new bill must not pass, that Green New Deal bill.
Yeah.
And why the Build Back Better bill, because we have all the foundation, all the working parts for this monstrosity, and all they need is basically the go lever. And that's why those bills must not pass.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all your calls.
Now, based on what the caller just said, though, that entire scenario from the virus, the fear, the vaccination, supposedly, all of that could be a biological weapon.
I don't think it is. You want to know why? He's looking at me. Because all the symptoms are flu, pneumonia, and cold. If they wanted to do a biological weapon, they would have dropped some pretty severe symptoms. I'm talking about your head spinning around, vomiting green stuff. I'm talking about spots. I'm talking about something more than what is already contained in the flu, the cold, and the pneumonia.
Only if they wanted the supposed virus to be the weapon. But they made everybody fear something that wasn't there, and then the vaccine is the weapon.
Now, I could go along with that, but is no COVID-19 biological weapon.
But the whole process is a weapon.
It's a weapon because of the vaccines.
Right.
Yes, I do believe the vaccine is a weapon against humanity and against the growth of humanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You only have about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, so sorry, Kate. I have to disagree with you. It is a biological weapon, and your timeline is off. It was introduced in October 2019.
Well,
that's when the Chinese released it. That's when they started having problems, and that's when they started flying people all over the world.
I disagree. Okay, I will answer that when we get back, but I disagree with you. Actually, really, it started to really develop January and February, and in March, we went into a lockdown. And so basically, what is the flu season? It is October to May. That's the flu season, if you really want to know. So were they off? No, they just used and abused the flu season. And I don't think COVID-19 is a biological weapon. I could buy that the vaccine is, but not COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is a label. That's all it is. But we have believed it is a severe illness, of the sniffles. No, sorry.
But you need the COVID-19 to bring the vaccine in.
Well, yeah, they used it as an excuse.
Right.
So they just did a label of COVID-19, and then that was the gateway to get you to take the shot, right? The series of shots, the drip system.
Yep.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now.